Hi, I am Dr. Alice Benton, honored to be one of the co-hosts on New Life Live. Let's talk self-care for this holiday season. I want us all to protect our peace so that we can spread our peace over the holidays. You remember the movie Elf? Elf grows up, Buddy, the elf, grows up not knowing his father, but he meets him later in life. In an attempt to build relationship with him, Buddy brings a list of all the good things he wants to do with his dad in a day. The list is written out on an etch-a-sketch, and he says to his father, "I planned out our whole day. First, we'll make snow angels for 2 hours. Then we'll go ice skating. Then we'll eat a whole roll of Toll House cookie dough as fast as we can, and then we'll snuggle." He ends in triumph. His father doesn't even crack a smile, but rather tells his son, "Well, I have to work." Disheartened, Buddy shakes the etch-a-sketch, erasing the list and retracting his offer. His father missed that this was an opportunity to bond. We have a limited number of yeses that we can give to the opportunities that come our way this holiday season. And if our highest calling is to love God and love others, let's prioritize saying yes to the people opportunities while still being cautious to protect our peace. My oldest is 13. That means I have about 5 Christmases left before he turns 18 and possibly goes out on his own. And so when he asks me to go out and play catch with him, to scratch his back, to watch the video game he's playing, my internal response is often, "I have to work," or "I've just come from work and I'm tired." But knowing that I have limited time with my son, it motivates me to say yes when my flesh wants to say no. On the other hand, if I tried to do everything that Buddy proposed on his list, I'd be pretty grumpy by midday, and I would no longer be a loving, fun mom to be around. So we have to balance our cautious yeses with no's to some activities, so that we can protect our heart posture. God warns us that doing the right thing with the wrong motivation doesn't really count for much in the kingdom of God. In fact, it can be destructive if that becomes a pattern over time. One holiday season, I decided I was going to make a feast for my family, and I am not a good cook. I went all out. I made an appetizer, a great main course, and a dessert. I even cleaned the kitchen before my family sat down for the meal. It looked dazzling, and yet I exhausted myself. And so I served that meal with a side of bitterness and resentment that I had worked so hard without any help, not that I'd accepted the help that was offered. I said yes to too many good things, and I became irritable because of it. I spread myself too thin. So this holiday season, let's be cautious that our yeses are yeses, our no's are no, so that we can protect our peace and spread our peace. God bless you, and I hope you have a great holiday.